Joe Smith time at WGCL. Say hello to your good friend Chuck Crabb there, Smitheroo.
Hello, Double C.
Yeah, pleasure as always, Joe, to spend these Friday mornings with you.
It's fun.
Activity picking up just a tad here
on a toasty weekend. Well, we do have that coming.
And it's nonstop full throttle, Joe. We were back at Yogi's on the 9th. We did our high school football previews. We're going to be there this Tuesday, just like we are almost every Tuesday. And you have a big announcement on your guest coming up at the corner of 10th and Indiana Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
Well, it's going to be a night for the Olympians, a welcome back home, if you will, after the outstanding achievements accomplished at Rio. Lily King, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, winning, of course, in Olympic record time, the 100 breaststroke, and also a member of that relay team. And she'll be joined by another gold medalist in Blake Peroni, a rising junior who certainly earned and set up the world record in the men's relay team by running a leg on that relay team.
He gave Phelps a night off, right?
Heat. So Blake Peroni will be joining us as well Tuesday night. We had Lily on before she gained the fame and spotlight that she's in right now, right after she won the Big Ten Swimmer of the Year and led Ray Luz's women to its highest finish in a number of years last spring. And right before she went to the NCAAs, where she won the National Swimmer of the Year. So we are taking it in stages as Lily comes back to Yogi's for the second time in her outstanding career. So privileged to have Lily, privileged to have Blake. We hope to have a good crowd, and that's next Tuesday night at Yogi's starting a little past 6.
Now, that's exciting. There's no question about that. But we have, it's Friday, and that means football. We've got a full schedule. It's week number 2 of Friday Night Lights. Tell us what we need to know for the big weekend.
Well, not to be deterred by a rash of early season injuries that's plagued Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs, the home opener and seniors night tonight for the 16 senior Mustangs out in the corral against WIC rival Northview in our broadcast game. The Colts kickoff event highlighting a big night out in Ellettsville starting at 5. The Colts Mobile Museum and some of the cheerleaders, a lot of interactive booths for all ages. Reese Phillips going to be in concert at 5:30, all to support the RBB CSC student group. So a big night out in western Monroe County. Kickoff will be at 7:30. Chalk Talk with Coach Jerry at 7. Here on the airwaves, 4 starters, a no-go with injuries. Sophomore Ethan Jacobs will start at center. Senior Chase Oltman will get his opportunities at running back along with Logan Day, while Ian Coldren remains out until about the middle of September. That being said, junior quarterback Andrew Grafe will hopefully find success offensively and the end zone. 310-pound junior Jordan Hetty will anchor and start tonight over the nose defensively for Brian Rosenberg. He replaces Mason Powers, who is out tonight with a concussion. Like Edgewood, Northview lost his opener at home to Danville without scoring, but the Knights still come into tonight's game ranked 15th in 4A. 8th-rated South looks to, carry momentum from last week's second-half effort against Brownsburg into its road game tonight at Bill Seiderwitz Field in Martinsville against the 0-1 Arties. The kickoff will be at 7, South looking for win number 1. Cougars versus Cougars at Cougars Stadium, but the venue will be Greenfield. Greenfield Central and Bloomington North at 7:30 tonight. First meeting of these two in 18 years, and Scott blesses Maroon and Gold, hoping for the same success, which would level them at 1-1. Second straight road game for North to open things here in 2016. Greenfield Central 1-0, having put up 42 against Eastern Hancock in week 1. Also tonight, Owen Valley at North Montgomery, South Putnam and Brown County in a battle of 1-0 clubs over at Daly Field in Nashville. Eastern's T-Birds fly into North Knox looking for a 2-0 getaway, and second-ranked Class A Linton at Sullivan, the Golden Arrows, like the Miners, are 1-0. Elsewhere, a busy Thursday night on the local beat. Eugene Kim South Volleyballers off to a 4-0 start. They won in 3 over Brown County. Ashley Elliott, 27 assists. Grace Blant at 17 digs. And Sydney Conger had 13 kills. Lighthouse Christian recently received receiving full athletic IHSAA accreditation, as you heard from Commissioner Bobby Cox on Sports Talk last Tuesday night. 1-3 over Fortune Academy last evening. Grace Holdeman with 12 points and 13 digs. Jessica Fix chipped in with 14 assists. It was win number 3 for the Lions, who'll be back out tonight at Martinsville Tabernacle at 6:30. North lost in 3 to Seymour on the road, and Edgewood was beaten by Northview in 3 Thursday night. On the tennis courts, Ken Eidinger's North Cougs now up to 8th in the state in the coaches' poll, beat number 15 Terre Haute South 5-0. And again, it was the trio of Mac Rogers, Paul Zubé, and Jace Day sweeping singles in straight sets. Also in a Conference Indiana opener, Terre Haute North beat Matt Corey's South Panthers 3-2. It was Connor Shapiro and also Daniel Borhe, who won it 1-2 singles for Southside. Owen Valley top Doug Ouls, Edgewood Mustangs 3-2. Austin Hammond won it 1 in the two doubles team and tandem of Noah Brooks and Tyler Lund won in straight sets for the Red and Black. At soccer last night as well, Columbus East beat North 3-2. Sean Marler got goals from Dens Tezer and Brandon Hunt. Edgewood and Cascade drew at 1. Harrison Cottingham, who will be handling the kickoff duties for Jerry Bland's Gritters tonight, had the lone goal. And goalie Ethan Vercrumba had 7 saves in that one. Mentioning Lighthouse Christian, the fellows will play Martinsville Tabernacle at 6:30 in soccer tonight. And on the links, the sisters Abraham, Kalina, and Anna, co-team medalists for Brian Muehlhaus's crew. They each shot 44s over the Pine Course out at the Cades, as north of 18 shots better than Edgewood. Medalist was Megan Higgins, who continues to play well. She carded a 41. Bob Lovell returns to the airwaves, Indiana Sports Talk tonight. All of the scores and details from week number 2, right after our Edgewood Northview home opener out at the Corral. Again, Chalk Talk at 7, kickoff at 7:30. Week number 2, Friday Night Lights.
All right, Joe, busy, busy times on the Thursday. Everybody getting their games in, everybody rocking and rolling for a big weekend as well. We'll have the Colts for you tomorrow night, Saturday, as they take on the Eagles at Lucas Oil Stadium, pregame at 6. And Reds return to the radio on Sunday afternoon, is that right?
Yeah, 4:10 will be pregame.
And if we think it's hot here, well, they'll have the roof closed in Phoenix,
yes,
as well.
Yes, they will. I would assume they would.
Take on those rattlesnakes out there in the Arizona desert. All right, busy times. Great news on having the Olympians on Sports Talk Tuesday night. That's exciting. Join us 6 to 7 p.m. over there at Yogi's on the corner of 10th and Indiana. We'll come back next hour, get caught up on the rest of the sporting world, Joe, and take a look.
Volleyball starting. Obviously, the men's soccer, they've had a real solid preseason, and now the game started. The Berticelli tournament up in South Bend. We'll talk a little about that. We'll talk with Coach Wilson a little bit later, switching things due to the fact the Hoosiers play on a Thursday next week, his press media gathering at Hinkie a little bit later today with the coordinators, mm-hmm. Coach Allen, Coach Johns, and a few players. And then Sherry Dunbar is going to be there, and our Olympians will be there. Ray Luz, Lily King, Cody Miller also. It's going to be a busy day at Hinkie today.
Sure will be there for a couple, three
That's
hours.
That's going to be a big lunch buffet if you got a three-hour tour going on over there.
It'll be a good spread,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it, Joe. We'll hear you tonight, 7 o'clock Chalk
Alrighty.
Talk, and we'll catch you on Monday morning.
I'll be here.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on Big Show Friday. That's Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com. Say hello to Joe Smith, if you would, on a busy Friday morning.
I will. Hello, Joe Smith.
Julie Warren, stay cool, my friend, this weekend.
I'm going to try. I know there's a few outdoor activities I got to hit, but I'm going to have to, pop in and out, I think.
Well, she's always cool, man. cool as a fan. You need to bring a fan this week.
What, 90 all weekend?
Yeah, and the heat index daily will be warmer than that because the the humidity is just, well, it is what it is, and we know summer has to give way at some point. We know next weekend is Labor Day weekend. We know this is week two of high school football, and another sign that the summer is ending is soccer at the university level is up and running. We know A.B. Burberry's bunch got off and running last weekend. Now it's Todd Yeagley's gang. They head north. Hopefully it's a little cooler up there in South Bend, Joe, but the Hoosiers, nine starters returning from last year's pretty good squad, and as always, the pantry and the cupboard is full at Armstrong Stadium.
Well, it's a rare road opener for the 13th-ranked Hoosier men of Todd Yeagley tonight up in South Bend, the annual Mike Berticelli Memorial alongside the Lobos of New Mexico. It's the first time, actually, that Indiana has opened a season away from B-Town in 4 years. Indiana 8-1-5 in the last 14 years opening up seasons. But keep in mind, going into this one against New Mexico, they've won five straight season openers. Nine are back from last year's Sweet 16 team, including All-American midfielder Tanner Thompson, one of the best defenders in all of major college soccer, Grant Lillard, along with Andrew Gutman and Francesco Moore, all back and in the fold, ready to score and defend tonight. Amy Burberry's women are in Indy this evening. They're facing Butler, and then their home Sunday at 1 against Northern Colorado. The women are 0-1-1 here early, looking for that first W tonight. Three-game spread over the weekend as Sherry Dunbar-Kurzan's volleyballers open up and host the Indiana Invitational. Sherry in season number 10 along the sidelines with six newcomers, including a very talented, from what I hear, quintet of freshmen that'll get their feet wet tonight. Northern Kentucky at 7 o'clock this evening at UGym. Noon Saturday against Evansville. Saturday night, 7 o'clock against Marshall. All of the Big Ten teams, by the way, the volleyball teams open this weekend, including defending NCAA champion Nebraska, who starts 2016 on top nationally, just how they finished 2015. Coach A.J. Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers open later today against Louisville. The 2016 Hoosiers, among some teams receiving votes in the national polls as we get ready to start 2016, seniors Kate Barber and Morgan Dye, along with sophomore goalie Noelle Roeder, on the Big Ten's preseason watch list. U of L, by the way, comes in ranked 12th in the preseason, and like the volleyball teams, most all of the field hockey teams in the Big Ten will open the season this weekend. Mentioning the Big Ten, they announced Thursday the 2016-17 men's basketball schedule, and for the first time since Northwestern did it 7 years ago, Coach Tom's defending Big Ten champs will close out league play with four of its final five games on the road. By the way, next March, the 2017 Big Ten tournament will be held in Washington, D.C. Talking football with Coach Kevin, his coordinators, Kevin Johns and Tom Allen later today, the Hinkie Hall of Champions. Going to be a busy Friday venue, what with Sherry Dunbar-Kurzan on tap ahead of her game tonight. Team USA assistant women's swim coach Ray Lewis and Olympic gold medalist Lily King and Cody Miller also on board today. Lily, who had two goals at Rio, joins me for Sports Talk next Tuesday night when we're live from Yogi's at 6, and along with her will be junior gold medalist Blake Peroni. And as we get set to move through September and on into the fall, silver medalist diver Michael Hickson and Team USA head diving coach and Hoosier head man Drew Johansson will be joining us at Yogi's to relive the memories and the accomplishments from Rio 2016. High school football tonight, 8th-ranked South plays at Martinsville at 7. We have two 7:30 games, the Cougars of North against the Cougars of Greenfield Central in Greenfield at Cougar Stadium. Northview at Edgewood, the home opener, seniors night for Jerry Bland's bunch. Chalk Talk at 7 with the coach, kickoff at 7:30. Tomorrow we have a full slate of high school activities and action, including already the Conference Indiana Cross Country Championships. That will be contested over the Laverne Gibson course, the state course in Terre Haute at 9 o'clock, as well as the WIC Girls Golf Championships to be held tomorrow morning bright and early, trying to beat the heat at Deer Creek. Volleyball, boys and girls soccer, tennis also on a busy Saturday card. Bob Lovell returns Indiana Sports Talk tonight after our Edgewood football game and hopeful victory against Northview against Chalk Talk at 7. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7:30. Going racing, we have one of our fine sponsors, the IU Credit Union. It's their night at the Bloomington Speedway. Down at the quarter-mile clay on the south side, the usual schedule of Indiana late models, the Race Saver Sprints, the Modifieds, and Super Stocks. The racing gets going at 7:30. The rain-delayed Firestone 600 IndyCar boys will be this Saturday night. We'll not have that race. This is the resumption of the June race. We won't have the race because we have Colts football coming up as they engage themselves with unbeaten Philadelphia. The Eagles are 2-0 against the 1-1 Colts. Pregame at 6 o'clock with Bob Lamy. The Sprint Cup boys race Michigan the 400. That's Sunday. Little E, Dale Earnhardt Jr. still will miss at least two more races. Alex Bowman gets the call to replace him in Michigan up in Brooklyn on Sunday, and Jeff Gordon will get back behind the wheel for Dale Earnhardt Jr. following the following week. Formula One boys run the Belgium Grand Prix. Going racing on a Friday.
And busy stuff, Joe, and we'll have a very busy Monday to get caught up with. Saturday is tomorrow. That's the Colts and Eagles, 6 o'clock pregame there. We'll see a big audition from the offensive line. Usually the starters play the first half, maybe even into the third quarter a little bit, so we'll see how they are getting along. Just to keep the injury bug away from the Colts. Jeez, they got nobody in the defensive secondary. Who's going to play back there? The result of this game is not important. It's just how the offense gets it moving. And, again, try to avoid injuries. Reds are on the radio. They're back on Sunday. They're in another hotter part of the world. They're in the Arizona desert taking on the Diamondback. Who are did the Cubs play yesterday? They win every day. It's almost like I'll only mention the Cubs scores when they lose from now on.
No, they're sitting with their 70.
81.
81 wins.
81.
45 losses, yeah.
Got a little
They were off yesterday, and the Cubs stay out west. They play the Dodgers tonight.
Makes sense. Dodgers almost got no hit last night. Matt Moore and the Giants avoid the sweep there. The maybe an ALCS preview, Indians and Rangers. Texas runs roughshod over the Tribe 9-0 last night. Detroit wins. They're trying to hang around there.
So yeah, they're only 4.5 back to Cleveland.
Yeah, there's your baseball update. We got you covered on all of that. IU basketball schedule, Joe. I'm not worried about the finish. How about 5 of your first 7 at home? That's more interesting to me. I think the Hoosiers can get off to another great start like they did and have done in years past. And again, coming down the stretch, if they get strong like they did last year, what's not going to matter?
No, it's not going to matter, and it shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Your schedule should never matter.
If they're
go beat
in
everybody.
To defend a Big Ten crown, it should not matter where the game is played. They should be dialed in, and we're talking about those games in February and early March. So.
That's right. 2 weeks, you get Purdue in a 20-day period. That'll get your attention. That'll get you fired up and ready to play.
Yep.
So good stuff there. All right, have a great broadcast tonight. Bring your frozen socks. or whatever's going to keep you cool there in the gun turret.
I've been out there for 40-plus years. I know what I'm getting.
That's
out
right.
of DHS.
And you know what you're getting? Heat rash. That's what you're getting
no.
Over there. Hey, have a great broadcast. We'll hear you tonight.
All righty. Have a great weekend, Julie.
Thanks.
See you,
you too, Joe.
Joe Smith, Friday morning, 7:45, 8:45.